का था, रूप वही रूप नया।
Some of my myths got broken the moment I joined the Indian Military Academy and I was pitted against a university gold medalist. And I said, God, help me. This treatment of yours as a worm is not to demean you, but to make you understand that more you work hard on yourself, you will excel. What is this process in the defense forces, in the army, that makes this ordinary people do extraordinary things? Thank you, guys. And, good morning. I'm Colonel Prabir Sengupta, Vishisht Seva Medal, and I've served in the Indian Army for nearly 25 years. I was in infantry, and I commanded an infantry battalion in Jammu and Kashmir. A number of you have come up to me and asked, sir, what is this process where you turn these ordinary men doing extraordinary things? Remember 1971 operations? Captain Mahindranath Mulla going down with INS Kukri. Remember Vikram Batra, Kargil War, standing on top of this mountain and saying, Ye dil mange more. These things have gone into the psyche of this Indian youth. And you'll keep asking me, what is this process in the defense forces, in the army, that makes this ordinary people do extraordinary things? Let me give you a rundown. At 8 and a half, I went to a boarding school. People in the school were from all over the country. And I was this 4 feet nothing boy. And I realized I could not just compete. And I realized what Darwin said when he said, survival of the fittest. I learned to survive. And that helped me in my war zone. Very young in life, I realized that I needed to join the forces. And I decided, I realized that I had to appear for this written exam, which was a major challenge because mathematics was my Waterloo. I said, how can I overcome this weakness of mine? In my graduation, I opted for economics with statistics. And I realized if you work around your weakness, you can overcome any obstacle. Written done, I had to face the famed SSB, Services Selection Board. For the uninitiated, this is spread over 4 days, where they check your physical fitness, your mental robustness, whether you have any kink in your thinking, psychology, and various other factors. First question the GTO asked me is, you're 5 feet nothing. How do you think you'll survive in the tough environments of the army? I said, sir, I was in a boarding school. He says, school is different. This is where men of steel are there. I said, sir, I don't know. But I just completed my Bombay to Delhi cycling, over 1,800 kilometers. He said, what? I said, right, sir. Now, all the issues of physical fitness, mental robustness, resilience, determination, all those things that you talk of were addressed with one sentence. And as they say, rest is history. Now, let me come and deconstruct. What is this process that makes this men, turns these boys into men? Some of my myths got broken the moment I joined the Indian Military Academy. Foremost, I realized there are no gladiators. Everyone is equal. In the first semester, I had my amateur boxing. I'd never boxed till then. And I was pitted against a university gold medalist. And I said, God, help me. And I realized, and I told my second, just keep reminding me of my alma mater. I should not let my alma mater down. And we had a fight. I lost the bout. But the decision was split decision. And I said, I could give a fight. There are no gladiators. If you decide in your mind, you can work around it. Second important lesson I learned was networking is good. It is good to be networked. The entire academy had gone to watch a movie. And the heroine there decided to do something which just brought the exclamation out of her mouth. And we all said, Ah, that was enough for the Academy cadet adjutant to tell us to meet after the movie. The entire Academy there. For the next 4 hours, we were being physically, our skills were being physically pushed, I would say. Army uses a word called ragada. That's fine. So one of these instructors walked up to me while this was on. And I was trying to sham. I was trying to say, yes, JC, what are you doing? So I got up. I said, sir, while playing in the academy hockey team, I hurt my feet. He looked at me. Oh, you're the hockey team guy. I know you. Go and stand behind. I said, wow, networking helps. And then you'll find your school type, your college type, your friends. Keep networked. It helps. It helps to play sports. You come into the limelight. Our academy team went up in the finals. And everyone down, from the commandant down knew who was the goalkeeper in the hockey team. It helps. And then there were certain myths that got deconstructed. Each gentleman cadet is treated equally. There is no discrimination because of your caste, creed, sex, gender, what have you. You all are one. And you're treated as a worm. This treatment of yours as a worm is not to demean you, but to make you understand that more you work hard on yourself, you will excel. The physical fitness. Now, I realize that they push you through this physical limits only for you to realize that your body can take anything. Anything. It is not to demean you. It is for you to understand that if you win here, you can win anywhere. I also realized something called discipline. Now, the disciplining of the body first and then the mind. Let me come to the body part. 6 o'clock PT, physical training, PT in the morning means 6 o'clock. Try and come once at 6:01. And you'll be haunching around the PT fields for the next 1 hour. You'll never, ever, ever be late. And then it tells you, respect others' time. And you will respect your own time. Time is important. You will never find an army man not punctual. This is the difference between life and death. Each second matters. And then comes your disciplining your body or your mind. Wherein, should you not be decluttered? Your mind, if it is not decluttered, it is like meditation. You know where my keys are. If the keys are not there, I'm searching around. You know, I'll be late for PT. Then you know what. So therefore, the decluttering of your mind is a process. Disciplining of your mind, disciplining of your body is a continuous process. Third, train, train, and train some more. This is the difference between a winner and a loser. And you all know there are no runners-up in war. Understand, this training can't stop after the academy. The technology, the arsenal, the tactics, everything is being upgraded. You better be upgraded yourself, or else you will be a runners-up. Train, train, and train some more. And therefore, when people tell me, why should we invest in training? It is the cost of not training is too high to pay. Train, train, and train some more. Next, I realize is, the more the times are difficult, arduous, you go through a grind, grueling times, the better you bond. The camaraderie that you build. For course mates, you can give your life. Why? You've gone through difficult times. You don't have team building and bonding in AC rooms or AC environment. You have to go out, sweat it out. And more you sweat in peace, the less you bleed in war. Sweat out. Train, train, and train some more. And after you have gone through all these things, you come to the last step. This is the passing out parade. This is the summit. You know, to the tune of Auld Lang Syne, you have a slow march and you pass through the Antim Pag, the last step. Come out, and the gentleman standing there is the Ustad. The Ustad is your God. He's your guru. And he asks you, sir, welcome to the Indian Army. Till then, you had always wanted to wring his neck. And here, that time, you hug him and you cry. Because your dreams are being fulfilled. This is the dream that you see. And now to see that dream being fulfilled, something out of this world. Therefore, a number of you have come up to me and asked, sir, what should we do? Where do I go? My advice to all these people are, remember, let this image of this passing out, let this, the passion be so intense that this is imprinted on your mind. This image that I'm passing out is imprinted. It will happen. Things will fall in place. Second, focus, focus, and focus. When Dronacharya asks Arjun, Arjun, what do you see? What was the reply? I can see only the eye of the bird. A single-minded focus. That is what you lack at times. You'll get distracted by the WhatsApps and the Facebooks of the world. This distraction loses your focus. And it does not help you channelize your energy. Focus. Focus and focus some more. Discipline your body at least for 30 minutes every day morning. Be out of your house. Let the fresh oxygen go into your body. Let this 1 billion cells enjoy this fresh oxygen. Walk, run, cycle, do anything outside your house. Half an hour every day. This is the disciplining of your body, which will subsequently also discipline your mind. Because I always say, follow a regimen. Don't be routine oriented, but follow a regimen. I need physical fitness. I need mental robustness. Follow this regimen and you will only succeed. Be clear what you want. And then ask yourself this one question. What is the legacy I am leaving behind? Zindagi mein ek aisa junoon rakho jiske liye apni jaan dene ke liye taiyar ho. It could be anything. It could be women's safety. It could be child education. It could be, you know, there's so many issues that we grapple on a daily basis. Address one of them. What have you done? Ask yourself. Ask your andar apne gareban mein jaako and ask yourself, what is the legacy I am leaving behind? And then I recall Thomas Macaulay when he said, to every man upon this earth, death cometh sooner or later. And how can a man die better than facing fearful odds? For the ashes of his father and the temple of his God. Thank you.